But first, let's pivot our conversation to LaForce Baker. He's the Vice President of Community Impact with World Business Chicago, and they're doing a great program talking about capital for Black and Latino business owners and entrepreneurs in the city. LaForce, thanks for hopping on the line with us here today.
Thanks so much for having me, John. Really excited to be here today.
Yeah, no, we're thrilled to have you. And, you know, World Business Chicago, for those of the people that don't know, it's the private public economic development agency. And what is this program all about?
Yeah, sure, John. So, you know, at World Business Chicago, I lead the community impact team. And essentially, World Business Chicago, we are the economic development arm for the city of Chicago. And the community impact team focuses on the development on the south and west sides of the city that traditionally have been disinvested. So, you know, folks might have heard about it, but if not, one of the most famous parts of the program is the Invest Southwest program, which is $1.4 billion concentrated in traditionally disinvested communities across the south and west side. And one of our key initiatives with that is the Black and Latino Investment Summit, which we're really excited about to bring capital to businesses that provide services that we use every day. But, you know, typically they're the last to get funding when we think about a traditional bank.
I love the fact that it's called a summit. That gives it such a grand impact. And it really is. And it's going to take Herculean efforts in some of these neighborhoods and with folks. But there's no shortage of businesses in neighborhoods. Sometimes they just need a little leg up. And that's how we build neighborhoods to be, you know, better, to be stronger, and to make the city as a whole stronger.
Exactly. I mean, you know, small business is the, you know, backbone of, you know, America. You know, small businesses provide the majority of the jobs in the community. And, you know, when we think about the businesses that exist, particularly on the south and west side, you know, these businesses traditionally, they have a hard time getting access to loans or investors. And so that's why we created this program, really, to, you know, help those businesses in kind of retail, light manufacturing, professional services, to get the capital they need to be able to provide that next job to someone in the neighborhood, or be able to, you know, create another product line so that customers can walk into, let's say, a local coffee shop and get the products and services that they want.
I know a lot of listeners might be thinking, well, you know, I mean, every business could use a leg up. It doesn't matter which neighborhood you're in. But I imagine it's the disinvestment that you've talked about that really is this what spurns you guys on to do this, because these are folks, through no fault of their own, have had a bad shake of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have some really competent business owners that have done an amazing job of creating some products that we all use every day. Like, I think about Wanda Fulmer of Autolab. You know, she has her own kind of local neighborhood auto shop, right? You know, we all need a place to fix our car. Instead of going to a national chain, you know, folks can come to her. She's done an amazing job growing that business. They've been in business for quite some time, but she needs some capital so that she can hire more staff now, right? You know, more people are driving now as folks are going back into the office. And, you know, now she'll be able to get some capital, hopefully, from our summit and the technical assistance that we're providing, and the connections that we're providing to these big banks, so that she can grow her business and, you know, get more people on the road and get more people hired.
And they're just one of 15 businesses, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's 15 businesses that's in the summit. You know, when we think about the profile of the business in the summit, you know, they've been around at least 3 years. So these are established businesses. They're doing at least $250K in revenue. And, you know, these businesses, they're bringing a, you know, resource that folks need in the community. So think about a coffee shop or flower shop or auto shop. You know, these are basic amenities that, you know, you and I use every day. But unfortunately, and when we think about particularly the south and west sides of the city, they might not be as plentiful because, you know, these businesses don't get that investment on the south and west sides. And so our hope is that this summit will, you know, first off, just make people aware that these businesses need that support, but then also that these businesses can grow and scale and maybe add a second or third location in other neighborhoods that traditionally might have been disinvested and might be overlooked from folks outside of the community.
That's right. All right, LaForest Baker, don't go anywhere. We're going to continue our conversation in a bit. We'll also get some answers to the question of the day. But first, a look at traffic and weather. Mary Vandeveld. All right, let's continue our conversation with LaForest Baker from World Business Chicago. And we've been talking about this summit that's going on that's helping invest in businesses on the west and the southwest sides of our city. All right, LaForest, it's kind of like a three-phase thing, right? You've already done the screening of these businesses. What comes next?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So, you know, we've screened the businesses. We have 15 businesses, again, in retail, light manufacturing, and professional services. Now the businesses, they're going through our technical assistance process, where essentially we're helping businesses, you know, put together a loan application. You know, most folks, they put together an application, whether it be for, you know, applying for a mortgage for a home or a car or something like that. Essentially, that's what we're doing, but we're doing it for these businesses because they might be experts at creating products or their service, but they might not be an expert at putting together a loan application for a major bank. And so, you know, we're helping them to do that so that they can be successful in actually securing capital at the end of the 4-week process on June 16th, where we will have an amazing event with the mayor, and these businesses will be awarded, you know, from some of our financial partners.
Yeah, and are we talking about, you know, where they're getting the capital, of course. I mean, but, you know, a little bit goes a long way, but I imagine that these are going to be, you know, business-changing amounts that can really help them get to their goals and help to be a bigger part of their communities in the city.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the key differences in this program versus other things that folks have heard about, you know, this is not a small business pitch competition where a business gets $5,000. This is something where we're talking about, you know, a life-changing amount of capital for these businesses so that they can go to the next level and, you know, hire another employee, you know, create a new product, create, you know, build out a new location or add on to their existing location. So, you know, we want to make sure that businesses know that they have now another resource to be able to connect to the big banks. Traditionally, I think a lot of small business owners feel that they might not have access to a traditional bank. But then when we think about some of our partners like CIBC, you know, they're saying like, no, if this business has an amazing product, an amazing service, an idea on how to scale, and a real business plan, we will lend to that business. And so that's why we're helping them. We're helping them also with marketing and digital tools as well, so they can get the word out once they get this money. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great event. And I also want people to know we are accepting new businesses for future summits. So, you know, this summit has closed in terms of who we're taking in. But if people go on our website, worldbusinesschicago.com/investment summit, they can actually apply for the next summit when we have it.
That's great. I just want to spend like a minute saying, you know, like obviously on the station, we talk about what's happening in all neighborhoods and all suburbs. There's a lot of discourse about what is happening on the south and west sides. And a lot of people think they have the answers. And I often feel like when I listen, not only to our station, but what community leaders say, I mean, it's a multi-pronged answer to how we can fix issues like poverty, crime, those sorts of things. And I just feel like this is tackling a major part of it. So listeners on the north side, listeners in the suburbs, I mean, this is, you know, boots on the ground action that can actually help change neighborhoods. And I think that's an important takeaway, LaForest.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say nothing stops a bullet like a job. So when people talk about all the, you know, maybe violence or, you know, disinvestment that's going on in parts of the city like the South and West Side, it's because there's a lack of opportunity. So, you know, these business owners, they really are the heroes because they're creating the jobs in the community, which gives, you know, kids a real opportunity, right, of work, employment. And then from there, you know, it hopefully will help to reduce violence and, you know, provide more access to opportunity, you know, also increase homeownership and other great things that we want to see in all communities.
Yep. The businesses are already there. They're doing the hard work. This is just going to give them a little bit of help to make sure that they can grow, expand, and continue to do the good stuff. LaForest, it's been great to chat with you, my friend. Good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you so much, John, for having me. And again, anyone, feel free to reach out to us, you know, on our website, worldbusinesschicago.com/investment summit. And yeah, this has truly been a pleasure.
Let's chat after the June 16th, okay?
All right, definitely.
Sounds good. All right.